listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Coming up at 10 o'clock on CAP Radio, you're going to hear a live debate between the two candidates for governor in California, Democrat Gavin Newsom and Republican John Cox. The event is hosted by KQED. It will be moderated by political editor Scott Schaefer. And it's probably going to be the only face-off between the two candidates before Election Day, November 6th. CAP Radio's Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler is joining me in the studio. Ben has followed the campaigns, talked to each of the candidates. So glad to have you with me today.
It's good to be back. It's a big day.
And you'll join us after the debate for some reaction and analysis. What are we expecting today?
It's a 59-minute radio debate, public radio only. There's no cameras, no TV. My understanding is that the Newsom campaign rejected having TV there. The two sides had squabbled over how to debate. Originally, Newsom proposed a CNN debate or agreed to a CNN debate. Cox did not agree to that one, but agreed to five others, some national, some local. Cox felt that it was important to have more debates and to not just have a national debate being the only one, because he wants the conversation to be about California issues, not about Washington and national political issues. And in the end, they ended up doing none of those TV debates. And kind of at the last minute, Newsom's camp threw out this this plan B, which is, the debate on Forum. Our colleagues at KQED have their talk show, and they had just put an ask in some months ago. And so Newsom agreed to that. Eventually Cox did too. And so in a state of 40 million people, where it's clear that in order to reach voters effectively, you need to be on TV, there's one debate only in the general election. It's at 10 a.m. on a Monday, and there's no TV.
I think that speaks to how, yes, there can be strategy in wanting to debate and debate often, but there can be a lot of strategy in saying no and in not debating.
Absolutely true. You saw last governor's race cycle 4 years ago, Jerry Brown agreed to one debate against then Republican candidate Neil Kashkari. It was right after Labor Day, so a month before now. It was a Thursday night for an hour or so, and that was the only debate. So you've got, look, this is California. Democratic candidates believe they have a significant edge here when running against Republican candidates statewide, particularly at this moment in time. And Newsom has a significant financial fundraising advantage over Cox. He has a lead in the polls, although there's evidence to support that maybe it's narrowed a little bit between the June primary and now. So I don't know how much it would be in Newsom's interest to agree to several debates. Those are ways the race's dynamics could change. He doesn't want it to. Cox needs the dynamics to change, or at least he needs to be able to get his message out to the 40 million Californians who likely haven't heard of him and might be wondering what he would do as governor, who he is. It's easy to not know much about him. So those are the dynamics at play here.
The debate will be heard throughout the public radio network in California. It will be picked up by other media as well. Today is a day that mail-in ballots go out in the state of California. So there is that element of timing, too.
It absolutely is joint timing, although I'm embarrassed to say, someone's pointed out to me on Twitter that because today is the Columbus Day holiday, there's no mail, that counties are not sending out vote-by-mail ballots until tomorrow.
Oh, typically, that's right.
I was wrong about that.
Oh, that's right.
I've been on the
no
air all morning
service
saying, vote-by-mail ballots go out today.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, folks, but they do go out this week. And it reinforces the point that Election Day is no longer Election Day in California. It is Election Month, especially in Sacramento County, where every voter gets their ballot now in the mail, as well as a handful of other counties
other
around
counties.
California, including a couple others in our listening area like Nevada County. Even if you're not one of those counties, a majority of Californians typically, especially in low turnout elections, vote by mail. Mm. And so a lot of Californians are getting their ballots now, weeks before Election Day itself.
You have talked recently to each of the candidates. We're going to hear the fuller conversations later in the week, but you offered, and I said yes, to a little clip of a question that you posed to both of them. So I don't know where you want to begin, but I'd like to hear a little bit from each.
Yeah, I ended my interview with each candidate, and I spoke with John Cox about a week and a half ago on his campaign bus, and I spoke with Gavin Newsom on Friday in his San Francisco campaign office. And I asked them both to wrap up the interview what the most important thing is that they can do to help each voter achieve his or her California dream. They actually both kind of didn't respond with one thing, a laundry list of things that they want to do. But I tried to capture in the clips we're going to hear just a little bit of their campaign themes. So we'll start with Newsom. And he talked about how he believes that early intervention is important. So universal preschool as well as universal health care and addressing the high cost of housing in California, you know, and he tried to weave that into his answer. So let's listen to him.
All of those things, I think, will inure to a sense of optimism and renewal. But it requires, I think, an approach of being much more courageous and bold in terms of how we address those issues. And that's the change that I'm offering the voters of California. I'm not arguing for the status quo. We're going to dive deep into these vexing issues, and we're committed to seeing real results in real time.
And John Cox, meanwhile, talked about how the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. This being a state that has been led by Democrats overwhelmingly and consistently over the last 8 years since Arnold Schwarzenegger left the governor's office. So let's listen to San Diego businessman and Republican candidate for governor, John Cox.
We can't keep doing the same things in our broken political system. So people ought to know when they're voting for me that I'm going to be a reformer and I'm going to work day one to try to change this electoral system so that we get one that more reflects the people as opposed to these interest groups and the negative politics that we've experienced.
So as KQED promoted the debate, which is coming up in about a half hour, you will hear it live on CAP Radio, they did acknowledge that from John Cox, there will be more about reducing that big footprint of government, and from Gavin Newsom, more about families and children. I wonder if some of the big picture, for example, are they going to be asked about the Kavanaugh nomination and confirmation process? Are they going to be asked about the Trump administration? Will they be taken out of the capsule of California politics and government and look at the bigger country position?
So John Cox does not want to talk about the president, about the Supreme Court, about Washington issues. He wants to talk about California issues. And it's easy to see why. He is the Republican candidate for governor in a state that, by a 2-to-1 margin, repudiated President Trump in the 2016 election and voted for Hillary Clinton. It's a state where Republicans, registered Republicans, are at last check below a quarter of the electorate. Democrats are about, you know, low to mid-40s in terms of voter registration. High number, however, of no party preference voters. That there are more voters registered without party preference than are Republicans right now. And so Cox knows that if he is going to have a chance in this race, he needs to win over independents and some Democrats as well. There's nothing in it for him to talk about what's going on in Washington. Newsom, meanwhile, does speak a lot about what's happening in Washington and does speak about the president and does speak regularly about how he will fight to protect California values, as he puts it. And so you can see how there is, you know, that area is more fertile ground for one campaign than the other. Cox's point is like, look, we're running to be governor of California. There are a lot of issues in California. It's incredibly expensive to live here. You got gas taxes going up. You've got electricity costs going up, water costs going up. We know housing costs are very high. And so why should I be talking about Washington? We should be talking about fixing California. So he's going to try to pivot with that message if the national debate ever comes up. I should say I asked him when we sat down his position on Kavanaugh a couple of different times, a couple of different ways. He did not take that position.
Well, again, the debate, the conversation style debate, I think we'll call it, is going to be guided by political editor Scott Schaefer. Ben, you stay around. We're going to bring you back for reaction and analysis. And again, the debate is from 10 to 11 this morning. You'll hear it live on CAP Radio.
And if I could add a couple of additional quick plugs, Chris Nichols, our PolitiFact California reporter, and I just did a Facebook Live previewing the debate, and it's got about another half hour of shelf life. So go spend 7 minutes of the next half hour taking a look. And also, I'll be live tweeting the debate at AdlerBen.
Okay. Chris will join us at 11, as well as the national PolitiFact editor, Angie Holan. Thanks again, Ben. We'll
You're
see
welcome.
You in a little bit this morning. This is Insight on CAP Radio.